RunDNA has an extensive range of running and walking footwear. They're trusted by podiatrists and physiotherapists. The RunDNA fitter's advice is second to none. Pop into RunDNA, 20 Manton Street, Hindmarsh, or 391 Fullerton Road, Fullerton. They're open 7 days, plenty of off-street parking. If you walk or run, you need to RunDNA.
It's time to see which athletes have been selected this week in Sophie's Star and Ben's Best.
Sophie's Star of the Week, it's Izzy Bat Doyle. Now, Izzy Bat Doyle just ran the 10K at the World Champs. She'd made it into the finals, finished 17th, and I think that's an outstanding achievement. She is normally a marathon runner, actually, Hooky, and we've spoken about Tara Palm before, and her running the 10K made way for Tara Palm to enter into that team. But what I found interesting is she's been recently interviewed about why she chose the 10K. And she was saying it's because she has so much time in older age for the marathon, so she wanted to give the 10K as just one last chance. But I also liked what she said. Her idol is actually her mother. She's 66 years old. She's finished her sixth marathon. That's Rosie Batt, a well-known lawyer. And I just think that's an unbelievable story. I think that's such a motivator. Izzy actually trains her mum, which I just think that's just such a cool story. So she's Sophie's Star of the Week.
Brilliant, Soph. I love it. I'm a big fan of Izzy Bat Doyle. I've interviewed her quite a bit back in my days working for the paper. One of the things I think she wanted to run this 10K was because she went to the Tokyo Olympics and ran the 5K. Mm-hmm. But the Tokyo Olympics, of course, had no crowds. So she just wanted to go back and have a run in that stadium in front of a full crowd, so full house crowd. She got that experience. She ran 17th. She said she would have liked to have finished a little bit higher, but she's run 31.50. Can you imagine running 3-minute Ks for 10 kilometres? It is staggering stuff. So well done to Izzy Bat Doyle. Great story. So Ben's Best. We have kind of had this funny thing where you tend to focus on the women and I tend to focus on the men. And I am going to flip the script today because Ben's Best is Megan Shute, playing her 100th game of One Day International Cricket for Australia as we speak. She is the ninth Australian to reach 100 One Day International. She's played well in excess of 140 T20 matches for Australia as well. A kid from Hackham. Grew up in the era where, as a young girl, she had to play alongside the boys. She spent 16 years playing with South Australia, all 12 years of the WBBL playing with the Adelaide Strikers. Never once could her loyalty be questioned. And I actually interviewed her about this a while back. And look, she speaks her mind, and I really admire her for that. But she was really annoyed by a new rule that came in that saw internationals, they were being sent into a draft system. And that meant Laura Woolvart, who played 3 or 4 years for the Adelaide Strikers, could theoretically be lost to the team because she would have to go into a draft and could be picked up by someone else. Megan Shute, she just wanted to keep her crew together. You know, she just wanted to be able to play with the same team that had some success. And I thought it was in her own way, and she's tough, Megan, but it was just really sweet. The way she saw it as, I'm not interested in this opportunity that I could maybe have somewhere else and go and earn more money. I just want to play for Adelaide with my crew and see if we can all be successful together. And I thought it was wonderful. 100 games for Australia is incredible. She is Ben's Best this week.
Incredible, Ben. Great choice.
And she's just bowled 7 overs, 2 for 45.
She got a second wicket in that 7th over. There you are.